sneaky husbands,
two-timing wives,
bad boyfriends,
and even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we've had a few complaints come in from listeners who are unhappy with us.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Why?
Specifically this segment called Busted.
What are people unhappy about?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You might be thinking, how could anybody complain about a segment that allows people who are betrayed by their significant others to expose their infidelity on the radio?
Uh-oh, are the cheaters riding us?
I mean, we think it's a fun, cathartic way for our listeners to get out their frustration and anger, but I guess some people don't agree.
Yeah.
And they've written to the station complaining that we're cheat-shaming them.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I don't
we admit it.
Disagree with that.
Apparently, we taped one of these with a woman a few weeks back who told her ex to listen to the segment when we aired it.
Uh-huh.
So he did, and he felt cheat-shamed and wrote management.
Oh, my gosh.
So after a long discussion, we are not going to be doing this segment anymore.
What?
Come on.
No way. I feel cheated. You're cheating me.
Dude, we get one complaint and have to cancel a whole segment?
I'm just kidding. Of course we're going to continue to cheat-shame these scumbags.
Don't toy with us like that, Jeffrey.
Because they shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
That's right.
So let's keep the shame train rolling with a brand new edition of Busted. Choo-choo! We have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories. So let's go to the phones. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So this was a couple years ago, but my boyfriend at the time and I were regulars at the local Subway shop.
Okay.
I was a regular one.
I love Subway. I do. It's just not what I expected.
I moved into an apartment above a Subway because a Subway was there. So no shame in that at all.
I live like five minutes away from one.
Okay. They are good subs. And I always got the same thing. I love the 6-inch Italian meatball.
Okay. Mm,
good choice, girl.
Nice.
Yeah. So we were in there doing our normal Subway order. And I noticed that the sandwich artist girl, I guess we'll call her. I don't know what the correct term is.
It's sandwich artist.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Thank you.
So she was acting weird with me. Like, I didn't know what was up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never seen her before.
This was like
a new sandwich artist. So I get home and, you know, we open our subs. And on the wrapper with Sharpie, she wrote, "Sorry, I slept with your boyfriend last week."
Oh, my God.
And that's how I found out.
That is slick.
Oh, what a sad sandwich to eat after that.
Oh, my God.
The worst part was that she put a coupon for a free 6-inch
sub. Oh, wow.
She feels bad. She didn't know. Yeah. It's not her fault.
Or she's just rubbing it in. Like, guess who got free 6 inches?
Yeah.
This girl did.
Definitely wasn't a foot long, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Let's go to the next caller, Alex. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, it wasn't really me that busted her. It was my dog, actually.
What?
Do tell.
Oh, yeah, explain that one.
Tell us about this good boy.
So my girlfriend and I had a black lab that we kind of raised together. We dated for 3 years, got a dog together, real cute and all that. We brought him to the dog park, and he started acting really weird. Like, he started to, like, run around the grass, pull on the leash, like, act out of control. I had no idea what was happening. He runs up to this random guy. Guy starts petting her and starts calling the dog by name.
What?
And
whoa.
I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And, like, so I started to walk over to this guy, and I'm looking back at my girlfriend, and she, like, just turns around and, like, walks to the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so, you know, she just admitted. She's like, yeah, I've been seeing this guy, and I had no idea he was going to be at the dog park, and the dog just pretty much busted her.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good trick that you taught your dog.
Yeah.
Mine could only sit.
Go fetch the cheater.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next caller. Nicole, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hi, y'all. Mine was about 3 years ago, actually. And he and I were engaged.
That's hard, man.
So I got a text from him one night. It was him saying that he was going to be staying after work, which is typical sometimes. And I felt bad because having to stay after a week of having to do it consistently, I wanted to make him dinner. And so I made, like, a picnic dinner and drove over to his office. And saw his car in the parking lot, and the cabin light was on, which is weird. Thought maybe he left his doors open.
Uh-huh.
So I pulled up, and he was in there with our wedding planner.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
What were they doing?
About it now.
Yeah. Jeffrey, yeah. I don't think that they were going over the colors again.
But yeah. They weren't going over the seating chart?
They were not. They were not going over the table plans.
Okay.
Going
that over is
each
a...
other, probably.
Well, maybe she was just showing him how to kiss when he's up at the altar.
Yeah.
They're running through that part.
Okay, it's very thorough.
And this is what you do in the honeymoon.
Yeah.
It was just an awkward and horrible memory, and I couldn't help myself. I pulled him out of the car and punched him in the face.
I feel like that could have gone viral. This is a viral video.
Yeah.
Taking that.
I'm pretty sure that's how that J-Lo movie ends.
Yeah. The wedding planner?
Yeah, the wedding planner. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a copy of it.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Remember, if you have a good story about how you busted your significant other cheating, you can text into 78592 and you could be on the next edition of Busted. Your free money phone tap is coming up right after this.